The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition. Today in Trader's Corner, we're going to chat initially with Avi Gilbert. Avi is a very interesting individual. He is a very well-known analyst, has a background in law, incredibly accurate, and he's going to help us out today by starting out Trader's Corner. Mr. Fleck, take over.
Avi, let's start off by talking about the S&P. We've seen now 2 weeks in a row being down after, I guess you can call this a little peak that we put in at the middle of April. What is your wave count telling you about where the S&P particularly is going to go?
Well, if I remember correctly, the last time I was on was 2 weeks ago, and I said we're going to the sidelines because we see the market is topping. And we are going to remain on the sidelines because I'm looking for the market to head down to a 19 handle. But it's going to be a lot of whipsaw. There is a possibility that we could see a higher high later in May, but my preference is to remain below the prior high and head down in a very whipsaw type of fashion for the rest of the month of May, potentially into early June. And at that point, I'm watching to see how we develop, because we could develop a very, very strong, lasting bottom, if depending on how the pattern develops, which could then launch us to the 2,500 to 2,600 region over the next year or so.
Now, Avi, would this strong bottom, as you called it, be anywhere from 1,900 and up? Because that last low that we put in, let's say at the beginning of February, reached down to about 1810 on the SPX. If we go down that far, obviously that changes your outlook, doesn't it?
Well, I got a 1955 level that I seem that still keeps coming back to me over and over in a lot of the calculations that I run, but I'm not going to know really, really well until more of the pattern to the downside develops over the, so I would imagine over the next week or two, I could probably hone in on that drop a little better. But, I can definitely see as low as an 18 handle. So a lot depends on how the market develops. So, I'm not aggressively long, and I'm waiting for later this summer to make a determination as to when I want to get aggressively long. I don't believe we'll need to make a determination for several more months.
And when do you think that determination necessity to be made will occur?
Well, what we're looking for from a wave perspective is a bottom in this, what we call the rally off of the February low, we consider a wave one. We're looking at this as a wave two corrective pullback primarily. So if the market then bottoms appropriately the way we want to see it in a corrective wave two, and then develops another impulse up off that, once we have that secondary impulse developed with another corrective pullback and we take off over the top of that second impulse, that is the trigger that tells us we're going to 2,500 or higher.
So, Avi, one last question while we talk about the conventional markets here. You're not necessarily shorting this downward move, are you? Because you're still trying to figure out where it will bottom.
The answer is I have very long-term positions, and I've told all my subscribers, I have a very long-term portfolio that I'm still, long in. And they all, each and every stock has stops. But 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, I posted that I am now hedging with 2000, January 2018 puts. I'm hedging my overall portfolio until I get more clarity as to whether or not we're going to get this breakout or not. because there's an outside chance we could still go back down to the 1700s before we get this rally to 2500. So, you know, at the appropriate time, we hedged our portfolios. So am I outright short? No, I'm not. But my portfolio is clearly protected at this point in time and will remain so until I get my appropriate signal.
Okay, Avi, switch it over to GDX, please, the Gold Miners Index ETF. It's been on a nice run to start this year. I think a lot of people know that. But this week, it looked like it could have been forming a bit of a topping pattern. Even while gold was trying to hold its gains, we did start to see some stocks slip. What are your technicals telling you about what we could see in GDX coming up in the near term?
Well, GDX is a very, very interesting pattern in play as well. And if my guess is right, and at this point it's more of a guess, because my estimation was that the miners and the overall equity stocks could begin to rally together exceptionally strongly later this year. And the GDX potentially is setting up in the same type of wave two corrective pattern down over the next month that we're seeing in the SPX. So we're tracking that very, very carefully. And if they both align appropriately, we're going to have a phenomenal second half of 2016. But we're at this point, again, in the same way that we're hedged in our long positions on the SPX, we're at the same place on the GDX right now. As long as we remain, my trigger right now is 2580 on the GDX. As long as we remain below 2580, then I'm looking at this as a corrective rally over the last 2 days that I think can set us up to drop next week back below the 23 region. So as long as we stay below 2580, if we see a breakout over 2560, no, I apologize. If we see a breakout over 2660, then between 2660 and 28 is a very, very key region. If we see a further breakout over 28, we're going straight over 40 from there. Not my expectation at this moment. That's my alternative perspective. For now, my expectation is we should remain below that 26 region and drop down into the 22 region is my estimate at this point now.
And why do you say that?
Based upon calculations, Fibonacci ratios, and so on and so forth.
I have a final comment here then. You mentioned that you could see the equity markets as well as some of these gold mining stocks move in unison up together. When was the last time that you remember seeing something like this, especially with a potentially powerful move? You saying that GDX, if this and this go right, could go up to 40. That's quite a bit higher than where we're at right now.
Well, I from what I recall, I think between 2003 and 2007 or 8, We saw those years where the metals slash miners and the equity markets all rallied together. I'm expecting that type of action over the next couple of years potentially as well.
That's an interesting comment there, Avi. And one final chart that I want you to quickly look at is the U.S. dollar, please, because the U.S. dollar has been going through quite a sell-off in just 2016 over the first few months. Started to bounce back this week. Do you think there's something to that?
The answer is I think there's something to it. I still have not made a determination as to quite how high it's going. At this point in time, my minimal target looks to be approximately the 99 region would be my expectation at this point in time. Depending on how we develop off this low, we still can go to 100 and 300 and 405, but so far it is not looking good for that to happen. So right now, I'm more focused on the 98 to 99 region.
All right, there you have it from Avi Gilbert. Check out his website, ElliottWaveTrader.net. Avi, always enjoyable chatting with you. Everyone, stick around. We're going to be right back, continuing on Trader's Corner with LPG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Second part of Trader's Quarter going on right now here. Corey, what's going on in segment two this time?
Now we have LPG on, Laurent Patrick Gallet. And Laurent, I wanted to talk to you about this term that seems to get thrown around way too often, and that is the summer doldrums, also the sell in May and go away. I got you to do some research, look into what has happened in the gold sector over the last, well, number of years. And your data is showing you that maybe this theory of the summer doldrums isn't something that is consistent enough for investors to hang their hat on, is it?
Very quickly, as a few people mentioned on the show, on the site over the past few days, that there's typically summer doldrums, so it's good to sell in May and buy back in September. The first thing I did originally that I pulled the chart of gold and I pulled the chart of GDX. And just by looking at a few years, the last few years, I mean, it didn't look like things were that saying selling in May and buy back in September or summer doldrums. It didn't seem like the data was corroborating that. So we have to specify what the summer is. Technically, summer is from 21st of June to 21st of September, but without going too much by the book and too much in a strict sense, I just look at a few years back and say, okay, what happened in the past few years? So I just stopped at 2007, basically, okay? I didn't do much more backward-looking research on that. But if I look at gold in 2007, typically in the summertime, it went up. 2008, from May to July, it went up. Then from July to October, it went down big. There was a 2008 crisis. But anyway, it went down big. 2009, from early June to early July, there was 1 month of decline. Then it was up. 2010, early May to late June, it was up. Then 1 month down. But it was down from late June to late July, but then it was up, up, up. 2011, well, I wish for you that if you sold some gold in May and you bought back in September, I wish you didn't tell your wife. Because buying gold in September is probably one of the worst timing you could have ever done in the last few years, given that gold topped in September 2011. 2012. You had a run from mid-May to October in gold prices. 2013, you had a big drop in June. Remember, 1183, I think that was the bottom at the late June. But then you had 2 months up, and then you were down to December, where into December 2013, you had a retest of this 1180 level, where things worked a little bit more in terms of doldrums or selling May and come back in September, where things worked a bit more over the last 2 years, 2014, from late May to late July, gold was up, but then you had this snap, and then gold dropped till the early December 2014 bottom. And really, the really one where you would have been right to do so is in 2013. Up in May, but then bad in June and bad in July. So, in summary, over the last 2 years, this kind of strategy would have been okay, but since 2007, out of 9 years, this would be really the two only instances where it would have made a lot of sense. People can say, oh, but from 2007 to 2011, it hasn't worked because it was a cyclical bull, the last stage of the last cyclical bull. But the point is that if there is seasonality, whether you're in a cyclical bull or in a cyclical bear, seasonality should play. And just looking at the last 9 years, and again, this is just a 9-year sample, it doesn't seem that there is a clear pattern where there is some doldrums. So for me, as an investor, I try to look at the data. The data doesn't really corroborate that, say. So I try to ignore it, and then I'm back to what I normally do, which is, as far as gold is concerned, I always say I don't trade it. I buy it for safety, security, because these are assets outside of the banking system, and this is why I like it. So the cheaper it is, the better it is. And when it comes to the stock, I take a stock-by-stock specific approach, no one-size-fits-all approach. That doesn't really do any good to your portfolio. Unless you don't know the sector and you just buy the ETF, and then, well, you just have one name. But if you do your own bit of research and you have specific names, take a step-by-step, stock-by-stock approach, and this is, I think, the best you can do for your portfolio.
You know, LPG, I got to tell you, if I were to say one thing that I believe in as much as I believe in almost anything, and that is the fact that you only buy gold, physical gold, not because you want to make a short-term or even a mid-term profit, but because you're looking for long-term security. That is the only reason that the Cordon family, and I'm going back 3 generations when I say that, buys gold. In terms of buying the individual stocks, you could not be more correct. It's all about the fundamentals of those companies. Now, you mentioned that not a lot happened between 2007 and 2015. Well, I beg to differ in the sense that in 2010 and a bit of 2011 and a bit of 2009 towards the end, there were huge, huge astronomical profits to be made in the resource sector. And that's what one of the main appeals of investing in resource stocks has always been to me. Any comments?
I'm not sure I said that nothing much happens in 2007, 2011. If I said that, I mean, this is definitely not what I meant. But maybe it was misunderstood. But clearly, to go back to your point, I absolutely agree that resources is a cyclical business where a lot of money can be made as long as you don't buy at the top of the cycle and you get close to the bottom. And my personal view is that we have turned the corner as far as the precious metal segment of resources is concerned. We've turned the corner, and we have now resumed another multi-year leg of this bull market. Does it mean that the bullions, either gold or silver, are not going to go to new lows? I don't know. I think there's still a chance. I think the low is in for both, but there's still a chance that the bullion will make lower lows. But irrespectively, and I said that previous time on the show, my view, and I haven't changed at all on that, is that the stocks, as exemplified by the ETF, GDX, GDXJ, those have bottomed. And we could have a lower low in gold without having a new low for the GDX or GDXJ. And that, for me, is important because from a sector sentiment, if investors think that the sector has turned, then we got a lot of people's attention. And anyway, the flows in the sector, whether in the GFD ETF or in the GDXJ, and in many names, the flows of capital, the flows of money year to date show you that there's been a lot of interest in this sector. But having said that, you still have a lot of skeptics, a lot of these people who dismiss that move, a lot of people who think this is another fake run. And this is the perfect recipe for a continued bull market in that sector. Valuations are a bit stretched for some names right now. They're still okay for some others, but you have plenty of people who miss the move. You have plenty of people who are not invested enough. You have plenty of people who are waiting for correction. You have plenty of people who are dismissive. And this is fantastic. This is what you want for a bull market. You have plenty of people, bottom line, who haven't yet either deployed any dollar, who haven't deployed all their dollars. And this is what can keep this market going up.
Summer doldrums also can refer to how companies tend to go a little bit more quiet and a lot of people get away from their trading desks. So we do see volume typically fall, sometimes not to a great degree, but we do see lower volume and we see slower news flow out of companies. But that is also a great trading opportunity if you are following companies and if they do come out with, let's say, good drill results or good quarterly results, that there aren't as many people paying attention. LP, thank you very much for your time. Everybody stick around. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the Weekend Edition. I hope everybody enjoyed Trader's Corner this week. Right now we are joined by Jayant Bhandari, a regular guest on this show and a, let's say, consultant to a lot of funds and money managers out there who are looking at the junior mining sector. And Jayant, the junior mining sector and even the general gold stock sector is something that I want to focus with you on. I want to get your opinion first off on the run that we've had in the metals. I know that we've talked about it before, and you said that a lot of generalist funds have gone in, and that's why we've seen a nice run in some of the gold and silver stocks. What's your take right now with this recent little slight turnaround that we're seeing? Nothing significant, but the stocks aren't exactly going up in the straight line that they have been over the last couple months.
Yes, Corey, I think metal prices have certainly gone up in U.S. dollar, but at the same time, it's important to remember that U.S. dollar has fallen several percentage points in terms of other currencies. So gold has certainly gone up, and I think it will continue to go up. A lot of people around the world are starting to focus on gold. Gold has every reason, in my view, to go up. But at the same time, a lot of people invest in equities for the sole purpose of investing in gold and silver. And I think that has taken equity prices higher than I think they should have gone up, because valuations haven't really improved all that much.
gold price has not gone up as much as equity prices have gone up.
No, no question.
There is too much of high gold price built into the valuation of a lot of mining companies today, which means that they are overpriced, in my view, compared to the gold price. Gold price should go up, but they should, equity prices should follow gold price, not the other way.
Well, I think that there is a lot of pent-up demand for investments in the mining sector, and I think perhaps we have people who have, maybe one could say, jumped the gun a little bit in some instances, in the sense that they are so desperate to see a strong equity market in the gold sector that they're looking for virtually any excuse, for lack of better terms, to jump in. And I think that's probably what happened. Although I will say, the companies that were invested in, there were fundamental reasons for that certainly supported the exuberance that a lot of us felt.
Absolutely. Some of these junior mining companies were so undervalued that they probably still are undervalued. So I'm not necessarily talking about a lot of some of the junior mining companies, but I'm mostly talking about the mining companies that are in gold space. These are big companies. And what I have seen happening is that some of the generalist funds that suffered because mining sector went up, and if they were not invested in the mining sector, they underperformed the index. And they, this fear is forcing them to join the mining sector, to buy equities in the gold mining sector so that they can start performing with the index.
Giant, let's talk about the M&A activity that we saw pick up kind of at the beginning of this year. But in the last couple months, I've noticed a little bit of a lull. There's been a couple deals that have gone on, but nothing too significant. The other pickup that I've seen is in financings of companies, which shows that the management thinks that with this higher stock price, sometimes double or triple, that they can raise some money without the sort of dilution that they were looking at the beginning of the year, for keeping the lights on for the most part. What are you seeing in terms of this dynamic right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel bad that this increase in equity prices has meant that mergers and acquisition activity has come to a grinding stop over the last 1 or 2 months now, because managements are not desperate anymore to save their companies. They can now raise money from the market, and they are able to raise money from the market. Unfortunately, some of the money that I see going into these companies through private placement is greedy money. These are the people who think they can participate in private placements at a price much lower than what the share prices are at, which is actually true, but they are investing for greed, not for value, which is not a good sign, and I think people should be more disciplined about where they invest their money.
You know, that's a very interesting point. I was chatting with Kenton Ralph Toews, who is my broker at Sprott, and he made some interesting comments about people have a tendency to, on occasion, not think with their heads, which in essence is what you're saying. I mean, greed is clearly an emotion, and it's a thought process that's based not really on facts. And that's where you generally lose when you go out on a limb and you bet on what you hope will happen. That's a big mistake.
And that's for the sector as well. That's what drove up the share prices so high in the last decade. And I hope we don't repeat the same mistake again.
John, let's take a step back and look at the market kind of in general right here, because as much as we're saying that some of these stocks have gotten ahead of themselves and greed has driven some management teams and general investors to put more money into these companies that fundamentally don't have a whole lot, the fact of the matter is, with the start that we've had in this year, this really does look like the start of a new bull trend. After 5 to 6 years of a downward trend, this bump that we've had has to at least give you some, I guess, positive feelings for the rest of this year and into the next few years, that at least we are in a different frame in terms of a bull and a bear market.
I think we are, and that's mostly because gold has been consolidating for the last 4 or 5 years, and gold has found firm ground now. As I said, gold is slowly going up in other currencies. It has gone up higher in the U.S. dollar in the last couple of months because U.S. dollar has fallen in value compared to many other currencies. But yes, gold is consolidating, and it is consolidating in a way that I think it will take gold much higher than what it is today. I just wish that equity prices were more sober in terms of how they rose in share price.
Now, Giant, the argument is that equity prices can sometimes lead the gold price higher just because of the leverage that some of these stocks have to gold. What's your argument with that? Because it sounds like you don't want these gold stocks flying, but when they do start to fly, that does bring more interest into the overall sector.
Corey, the reality of the last 15 years has been that optionality and leverage hasn't really worked. If you look at share price performance of most of the mining, gold mining equities, they have fallen in the last 10, 15 years, despite that gold price has gone up 300, 400, 500%. So leverage and optionality looks good on my spreadsheet when I work on my laptop, but in reality, it does not always work. Mostly, it does not work.
Give us an example, if you would, real quick. Three companies that you kind of like right now.
One company that I like is Anfield Nickel, and that's a company that's just closing a merger and acquisition of a gold project in Brazil. Now, I don't like Brazil as a jurisdiction, but Anfield is backed by Ross Beatty, and this project can actually go into production in a very short frame of time because they have already acquired some of the major capital equipment for this project. Also, because in the last couple of months, because of this merger happening, market hasn't really taken their share price of Anfield higher in the last 2 months. So I think it's now in a position to go up higher. That makes me very optimistic about Anfield.
What about
ANF is a ticker.
Okay, Giant, thank you for that insight. Giant, it's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thank you very much. Everybody, we are going to be right back to wrap up the show with Jeff Dice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Back here to wrap up the show. You know, Big Al cannot get through one of these shows without talking about politics. We have Jeff Deist on the line right now. Jeff is an old friend, former chief of staff for Ron Paul, currently the president of the Mises Institute, which, by the way, for all of you listeners in Seattle, on May 21st, Saturday, we'll be holding a Mises Forum. And if any of you would like to take advantage of your listenership to our show, they have offered a comp registration to any members of our show who would like to attend that. It's going to be starting about 8:30, 9 o'clock Saturday morning on the 21st with a brunch followed by speeches starting at 10 and then a cocktail reception, if I'm not mistaken, at 1 o'clock. So if you do live in the Seattle area and you listen to our show and you would like to be comped into coming into this Mises presentation, which Corey and I will both be there, we'd love to meet you, and we think it's a very worthwhile opportunity. Just send Corey an email or myself. Corey is Fleck at KEReport.com, and I am Al at KEReport.com. Okay, Jeff, it looks like the battle lines have been drawn. It looks like we have Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump at this point. Give a short opinion on number one Hillary and number two Donald Trump, if you would.
Well, Hillary's in trouble. There's no question about it. I don't think she ever prepared herself to face Trump. I don't think even 6 months ago, and certainly not a year or 2 years ago, she had any inkling that Trump would be her adversary. And so I think most of her preparation has gone into facing a much more garden variety Republican. So I'm sure that she's spending all of her time and money right now digging things on Trump. The problem is that she's got Sanders who just won't go away. And he keeps winning primaries. But as we all know, there are delegates and there are superdelegates. So these are two very different things, and they're both bound by party rules. And if the Supreme Court, no less, has come out and said, well, you know, political parties are private entities, and for the most part, they are subject to the rules that they make for themselves. It's not a legal matter per se. So what this means is that, in short, Bernie can win lots of delegates by winning primaries, but still not win the nomination because of a process whereby delegates can vote more than once, being bound only in the first round of voting, and also where there are superdelegates who have more power than ordinary delegates. So when superdelegates are pledged to Hillary, that means she can win the nomination even without winning a majority of delegates from individual primaries. So the same thing applies to the Republican side, but it now appears that Trump will prevail and that there won't be a backroom deal engineered at the convention to oust him. I won't say that that's impossible, but I would say it's far less likely now. So it's a very different landscape than even 3 months ago. I think Hillary's very tired of Bernie at her heels. I think she's sick of having to defend herself from attacks from the left. And I think she would probably like to face someone other than Trump in the general election. So I think it's probably unhappy times in Hillary land right now.
So, Jeff, involving Trump, now that it is looking more and more likely that he will get the Republican nomination, another or the next big announcement that I am very curious to hear is who will be his VP or running mate in that sense. Do you have any idea? Do you have any feelings on what he might do here?
No, this is going to be very, very interesting. You know, let's not forget, he seems very robust, but Trump is about 70 or maybe even 71 years old. So, the choice of a VP is very important. I wouldn't be surprised if he chose someone who's very unlike him, a much more garden variety Republican that makes people comfortable. That would maybe be the logical choice in a sense. But, you know, Trump surprises us time and time again. He does things that are not in keeping with standard political thinking and with standard political strategizing. So he, you know, I'd love to see him nominate somebody like Jim Webb, who's a Democrat, but a Democrat who appeals to a lot of union and white working class voters, and a Democrat who it was very involved in the Vietnam War and is a really interesting guy, a very decorated combat soldier. So I don't know. If I knew who Trump might nominate as his running mate, that would be quite a big secret to hold.
By the way, it wouldn't surprise me if I could just weigh in on this, either if it were either Chris Christie or Rick Perry, just my opinion. But what's your opinion about Trump in general?
He's done two things for which we should all be grateful to him, regardless of our own personal views. Number one is he has destroyed the political futures of the Bush crime family. So that in and of itself, I think, is a great victory. He made Jeb look like a complete stammering fool. And Jeb is, I consider the Bush family to be really a criminal organization almost. So I personally, will always respect Trump for doing that. The way he easily dismissed of Jeb was something to see. And the second big thing Trump has done for us, of course, is really put the Republican Party into perspective. I mean, this is a dying party, a party that has never stood for anything in America. America is not a conservative country. It's a country that was formed in a radical fashion. Conservatism meant Europe early on in America. So there's nothing conservative about America. It was never a coherent ideology for America. But more importantly, they haven't conserved anything. I mean, they've lost everything. If you look at the whole history of the 20th century, from the income tax to central banking, Social Security, all the ridiculous progressive mantras like feminism, I mean, the conservatives, so-called, they lose everything. So for them to come along and say Trump isn't conservative is laughable. I mean, it's time for the Republican Party to be buried and good riddance, because if we're just going to have sort of lighter versions of progressive or Democratic policies, then we ought to just have those policies discussed or debated within the framework of the Democratic Party, and just call it what it is and have a one-party system. So I applaud both those things. You got to hand it to Trump. I mean, this is one of the most unprecedented political developments in the second half of American history. There's no question about it. And anybody who now wants to sit here and do a postmortem on all this and say, oh, well, here's why it happened and this is X, Y, and Z, you could see it coming. Nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw this coming. A year or two ago, nobody understood Trump or the degree of unhappiness with the Republican Party. So anybody who wants to sit here today and make it sound like this is all so easily explained, I think is disingenuous, because it's a sea change. It's a very unusual and strange time in American politics.
You're absolutely right, Jeff. Nobody did see this coming, and I think that's why there's such a big question mark looming over what will happen next. I want to get your quick info or your quick opinion on how you feel like Trump, if he does get elected, will be portrayed and be accepted or not accepted by the international community when he does have to get out there and actually deal with some foreign affairs matters.
Well, I think it'll be pretty brutal. I think he will be lambasted by the foreign press all throughout the general election. I think there will be a lot of admonitions from international sources that Americans need to be serious and elect the adult in the room, meaning Hillary, that Trump is some sort of wild cannon, and that we would somehow be embarrassing ourselves on the world stage if we elect Trump. So I think we'll get quite a lot of that. And then also, Trump will immediately find serious hostility from the House and the Senate to a lot of his proposals. So a lot of the things you can say that you'll do during a campaign, you can't actually do because of this pesky thing called Congress and this pesky thing called the Constitution. So, the honeymoon will be short-lived. I guarantee you that much. But, Trump might surprise some people. Once people get a little bit more used to the idea of him, he might surprise some people, and he might change a few minds along the way.
I think when you look at Donald Trump in the following way, and this is something I posted on the site, and that is that Trump really isn't a Republican. He's not really a Democrat. He's really a pragmatist. What does that mean? That means he's a businessman who sees a problem, and he would like to solve that problem. And that is absolutely kicking the establishment politicians right where it hurts, because they are taking all of our problems and turning them into political issues, which is a huge, huge mistake for the country. And I hope that all of you folks out there, hope you enjoyed the show this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.